You may remember Nuts, they don't have, this kind of person isn't around very much today, I imagine. I've certainly never seen one, but they used to have a type of preacher who would go from one place to the other, and he didn't have any training and didn't go to school or wasn't ordained formally, you know, by the church. He's a good man, but he didn't have any training in theology or anything like that. What, did you ever have a name? Or?
Circuit Rider?
Yeah. How about the man who presides over a court? What do you call him?
Judge.
And what do you call a boy who's going to school?
Scholar.
And what do you call a man who takes down the minutes of the meeting?
Secretary.
And do you have any general name for the town officers around here?
Town board.
Well, what would you call them according to their positions? You say, what offices are there? In the city, what offices could
be? Mayor, person, controller, you mean, and yeah. Things like that.
You don't have any general name for all that, for all those people?
No, I call it.
I don't know whether. Well, if somebody asks you what nationality you were, you might say, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a what?
American.
And, what did you call members of the black race?
Colored people.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms that you use more around here? I mean,
Negro. Mm-hmm.
What about a man? What would you call a man that lived out in the, might live in the woods or lived way out in the country, never got into town very often and seemed to feel sort of uncomfortable when he got into town? You know, they tell him he wasn't used to being in town. What, you ever had a term for a man like that? Just never gets in to see people, just out in the country. What would you call a man like that?
I don't know if you call him a hermit or what you call him.
Well, he doesn't live alone necessarily, no. But he just sort of isolated.
Country dig or something like that?
Yeah. Is that, do you use that? What about the
hayseed, you mean?
What, yeah. What do you call a man that brings your letters to you?
Mailman.
Suppose somebody came in, you were talking to company, you had some company, you'd say, and somebody came and interrupted you and wanted to talk about business, and you wanted to tell them that you wouldn't take very long, the business wouldn't take very long. You say, well, you just sit out on the porch and I'll be out there.
In a minute or so? I'll be out directly?
Uh-huh. Suppose somebody, you want to find out the distance from here to Indianapolis. And you'd ask the question, you'd say, how what?
How far is it?
suppose a little boy was getting into something, acting bad, doing something you didn't want him to do, and you wanted to get his attention and tell him to be sharp with him. You might say, now look, you got to, you know the expression I'm thinking of? You say, now look.
Now look, honey, mind your P's and Q's.
Alright. Suppose you went into town, but people didn't know exactly when you went in. Day after day, you'd go and you'd say, they wanted to know whether you went in three times or two times or four times.
Several times?
They'd say, how would they finish that question? Beginning with how, they'd say, how.
How often did you go?
Yeah.